Hello, my dear human friends. It's me, Floppy, your whisker-wise guide to all things cozy and happy. Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're diving into something that's as important to us bunnies as it is to you, mental and emotional wellness. Imagine me, Floppy, sitting right beside you, ears perked up with excitement, ready to share some bunny-approved tips on staying bright and buoyant. In our little world, taking care of our minds is just as crucial as nibbling on our favourite veggies. Just like you, we feel our best when our surroundings are calm, our bodies are active, and our social lives are hopping with joy. So, whether you're feeling more like a bounding bunny or a bit more like a snug as a bug in a rug, I've got some tips that'll help you tune into your inner peace and hop towards happiness. Let's get our paws, or rather, our feet on the ground and hop right into it. Have you ever wondered where a bunny feels safest? It's in our burrows, those cozy, snug spots where we can relax without a worry. Now let's talk about how you can create your own human-style burrow for maximum comfort and peace. First things first, think about the place you spend most of your time. Is it inviting? Does it make you feel secure and at ease? If not, it's time to make some changes. Start with the lighting. Soft, warm lights can make a world of difference. Just like us bunnies prefer the gentle evening light in our burrows, you might find that dimmer switches or soft lampshades could add that touch of calm to your space. Next, consider your surroundings. A cluttered space can lead to a cluttered mind. Try organizing your space to give yourself more room to breathe and think. A few well-placed plants can also bring a bit of nature indoors, something we bunnies always appreciate. They're not just pretty to look at, they can improve air quality and boost your mood. Now, let's talk textures. Soft blankets, plush pillows, maybe even a comfy rug can transform your area into a sanctuary. Imagine a burrow lined with soft moss and leaves. That's the bunny equivalent of a luxury apartment. Lastly, personal touches, photos of loved ones, your favourite books, or even a small collection of treasures can make your space truly yours. These are like the little nooks within our burrows where we keep our favourite things. They make us feel secure and connected, just as they can for you. Remember, creating a comforting space is all about making it feel safe, peaceful, and uniquely yours. So take a little time to burrowfy your space. It might just be what you need to hop back to your best self. Let's bounce into our next topic, physical activity. You might have seen me and my bunny friends doing what we do best, hopping around. This isn't just fun. It's essential for our mental and emotional wellness. Just like us, when humans get their hearts racing a bit, it can do wonders for mood and mind. Now, I understand that not everyone is keen on running laps around the park. Sometimes the couch is just too comfy, right? But here's a little secret. You don't need to run a marathon to feel the benefits. Why not try something simple like stretching your legs with a gentle walk? Or, if you're feeling adventurous, how about mimicking a bunny hop? A little jump here and there can be a playful way to shake off the blues. Incorporating small bursts of activity throughout your day can also keep your energy levels up. Think about it like this. If bunnies need to dart around now and then to stay alert and happy, maybe a few quick stretches or a brisk walk during your breaks could do the same for you. Plus, physical activity doesn't just boost your mood. It helps clear your mind too. It's like resetting your mental circuitry, giving you a fresh perspective on whatever challenges you might be facing. And you know what? It's also a fantastic way to ensure you're tiring yourself out just enough to snag that quality sleep at night, essential for keeping both mind and body in tip-top shape. So whether it's a dance around your living room, a stretch, or a playful hop, every little bit counts towards hopping towards happiness. Now, let's nibble on some knowledge about nutrition, shall we? Just like bunnies thrive on a diet of fresh greens, humans can boost their mental and emotional wellness with the right kinds of foods. Eating well isn't just good for the body, it's great for the brain too. First off, let's talk hydration. Water is essential for every little cell in your body, including those brain cells. Think of it like watering a garden. Everything blooms more beautifully when it's well watered. Try to keep a bottle of water nearby and sip throughout the day to keep your thoughts as fresh as a daisy, or should I say, as crisp as a carrot. Next, let's dig into the good stuff. Foods that are particularly good for your mood. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in fish like salmon and flax seeds, are like the brain's building blocks. They help keep your brain cells healthy and your thoughts clear. And don't forget about your leafy greens. Spinach, kale, and Swiss chard are packed with vitamins that can help ward off the blues and keep your mind sharp. Fruits and nuts are also fantastic for a mental boost. Blueberries, for instance, are not just delicious. They're like little bombs of antioxidants and vitamins, great for enhancing memory and preventing stress. And nuts? Well, they're the perfect snack for a sustained release of energy, which keeps your mood steady throughout the day. Finally, consider how and when you eat. Snacking on healthy foods throughout the day, rather than waiting for one big meal, can help keep your energy levels balanced. It's a bit like how we bunnies graze. Little and often is often the way to go. By picking the right foods and keeping yourself hydrated, you can forage your way to fulfillment, just like a happy, healthy bunny in a field of fresh greens. Hopping right along to another crucial part of mental and emotional wellness, relationships. Just as bunnies love to snuggle and groom each other, human connections can provide immense emotional support and joy. Let's explore how nurturing relationships can boost your well-being, shall we? It all starts with making time for those you care about. Whether it's family, friends, or even a furry companion like me, spending quality time together can strengthen bonds and provide comfort. Sharing experiences, talking about your day, or just sitting quietly together can make a big difference in how you feel. But it's not just about quantity, it's about quality too. Positive, supportive interactions are like the soft strokes we bunnies adore. They make us feel loved and secure. Try to be fully present in the moments you share. It's like grooming each other in bunny terms, focused, gentle, and nurturing. And let's not forget the power of a good social network. Joining groups or clubs that align with your interests can help you connect with like-minded people. Whether it's a book club, a gardening group, or an online community, these connections can provide a sense of belonging and an outlet for sharing passions and hobbies. Sometimes you might feel like burrowing away, especially on tough days. But remember, reaching out and connecting can often bring comfort and perspective. And if you're ever in doubt, just think about how a simple cuddle can uplift a little bunny's spirits. Imagine what it can do for humans. So, let's keep our hearts open and our social circles warm. After all, a little snuggle goes a long way in keeping our emotional world as soft and secure as a well-built burrow. Ah, what a wonderful journey we've hopped through today. From creating a cozy nook like a burrow, to keeping our bodies and minds active, nibbling on mood-boosting munchies, and snuggling into our social circles, it's been quite the adventure, hasn't it? As we draw this episode to a close, I want to thank each of you for tuning in and sharing this time with me. It means the world to have such attentive listeners, and I hope you found some tips that will help you enhance your mental and emotional wellness, bunny style. If you enjoyed our time together and would like to hear more, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Your support really helps us grow and continue to bring you more fluffy wisdom. And if you have a moment, please leave a comment or a review. I'd love to hear which tips you're going to try or any other topics you'd like us to explore together. So until next time, keep those ears perked and your whiskers twitching for joy. Remember, every day is a chance to hop towards happiness and snuggle into serenity. Thank you, stay well, and happy wellness.